Well, Ray, first of all, congratulations on the victory and retaining Division 2 status. I'm sure you're very happy.
Oh, yeah, Tom, I'm delighted. It was another epic battle here in Celtic Park. You know, it was a match we were looking forward to now all week, and, you know, thank God we came out on top.
Yeah, and a mirror image of last week's game in many ways as well. Donegal, really a great first half.
Yeah, I don't know, it seems to be a trade with us all year. You know, we seem to be slow and starting, like, you know, and we get into rhythm and then we pull away. And then teams come back at us in the second half, you know, when we kind of pull away again, you know. So, I don't know, it's just something we have to work on, I think, trying to play, you know, consistently for the 70 minutes. But, you know, not taking anything away from Tyrone. Like, you know, they came out in the second half and they really piled on the pressure on us, you know, the same as last week. But, yeah, you know, we stood up to them today, like, you know, and we replied every time they got a score. We went up and scored, you know, and we just kept the scoreboard ticking away.
And yet to rejig the side again today, and you know, you're sure that you have maybe more than one or two rabbits in the hat as well. You got the two goals in the first half.
Ah, yeah, we had to rejig the side. There was a few injuries, and a couple of boys were away on other commitments. And you know, you could not fault any player that put on a Donegal jersey there today. Every one of them gave 100% effort, and they did not want to be demoted down to Division 3 hurling again, you know, and they proved it here today.
7 points up at half time, or 6 points up at half time. You were fairly happy, I'm sure.
Ah, yeah, we were happy, but we knew we were in the same situation last week, you know. We were 6 or 8 points up at half time, you know, and I think the difference was today, like, that we knew that these boys were going to come at us hard and that we had to knuckle down. And but, you know, they came back at us quick with two quick goals, and they actually drew level with us. And but lucky enough, we just kept plugging ahead, and we just kept ahead of them all the time, like, and they never really put us on the back foot.
Yeah, did you think it was going from you when they got the second goal?
No, I didn't, Tom, because I think, you know, these boys, you know, they did not want to lose this game today, and it shows the character of this squad here, like, you know, that they were just not going to go down to Division 3 hurling again, like, and fair play to them, they've done it here today.
Yeah, it means a lot for you and the team and hurling in the county.
Ah, it does. You know, Donegal hurling is, you know, we're slowly creeping up, like, you know, and to take a step backwards now, I think, to be devastating for a lot of these fellas that have worked hard, the likes of James E. Donnelly, Enda McDermott, Danny Cullen, Joe Boyle, and these fellas, you know, the more experienced players that's been wearing a Donegal jersey for probably 10, 12, 15 years, like, you know, and this is a great day for him. I think this is one of the biggest games that they've played now this year.
Yeah, and the good thing about, obviously, you were a shorter number of players. Danny Cullen was missing, Joe Boyle missed quite a lot of the campaign as well. You still one or two missing as well. That gave you an opportunity to blood young players, and they have come through, young players like Jack O'Loughlin, you know, and people like that.
Ah, yeah, like Jack had a fabulous game again today, like, you know, and, you know, Jack came in there, like a new recruit at the start of the year, like, and he just cemented his place in there, you know, and he's a kind of a player, you could play him anywhere. Young Bernard Lafferty, you know, was outstanding again today, you know, the amount of work he done, the amount of ball he won, the amount of deliveries he delivered. You know, young fellas like that, you know, that's what you need, like, it's all these young fellas to get good, top quality hurling, like, and because they're the future of Donegal hurling.
Yeah. 2 weeks now, time, Tyrone again, Nicky Rackard now next on your sights, and you've made no secret that you want to do well in that competition.
Ah, yeah, like, this was our aim at the start of the year, was to stay up in Division 2B hurling and try and get back into Croke Park for the Nicky Rackard, you know. But, you know, we're going to have a tough opening now against Tyrone again. Like, you know, we know each other very well now, and, you know, we know what we're capable of doing, like, if we play well, and, you know, we know what they're capable of doing if they play well. But I think it's going to be another epic battle in Letterkenny in a couple of weeks' time.